Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the Consumer Protection Division of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture wears many hats, and one of them involves feed for animals. And recently, that lab was called into action, and they did a fine job.
Well, you're right. We do operate six laboratories in our Consumer Protection Division, and the feed lab is the one that, me personally, I probably had more history with it in the dairy business over the years than any of the others. And you're right. Just recently, we had an episode with some horse feed in South Carolina. While the responsibility was not ours because of we don't do toxicologies, our folks went down and collected feed samples on New Year's Day, brought them back to the lab and examined for the things that we are responsible for, the mycotoxins and things like that. So I'm always proud when our folks go above and beyond to help get answers when people have an issue like an animal health issue, and we just want to be there and respond.
Now, as I recall, some horses in Beaufort County were experiencing health issues that was a direct link to the feed.
Well, they're trying to still work to establish that, and they're working with the FDA. They're working with a laboratory, I think in Minnesota, that has the ability to check for some ingredients that was beyond our scope. But nevertheless, we were there sort of on the front line with them, trying to keep things coordinated with FDA. Clemson, the state veterinarian, very involved. So a good example where Department of Agriculture really goes, I think, above and beyond its normal set of responsibilities. But the feed lab, as I said, I've always used it, as do most livestock farmers, to know that the feed that I'm buying meets the tag, the limits for protein, fat and fiber, and other types of things that really speak to the quality of a feed that's being bought.
Absolutely. Now, these folks, they go out and they buy feed just as you and I would off of the store shelf and take it back to the lab and analyze it. There's nothing special done for them as far as the product being delivered to them or anything like that.
Well, that's right. They go out to any number of the millers or feed stores across the state and do just that. Just walk in unannounced and purchase product directly off the shelf, bring it back to the laboratory for examination, and that's the approach we take with some of the food labs that we operate, but the feed lab is always operated that way, or farmers send in samples, like I would, of products that I would buy just to know what we had. And even since I've been commissioner, I've brought a couple of feed samples from a neighbor from time to time into the lab and dropped them off. So just, again, pleased at the way that lab responds to the farmers and other users of any type of livestock feed in South Carolina.
Well, and commissioner, it's not just livestock, it's also pets.
Well, there you go. It is. Years ago, not long after I became commissioner, on Christmas holiday, we had an issue with a pet food manufacturer. And again, our folks from the lab, our personnel were out there on Christmas Eve and working to help gather samples to try to get to the bottom of it, because that's one thing. Our job is to provide information for people to make their decisions, be it a animal owner or otherwise, as to what they're buying and what impacts might be having. So we do a job to provide information and based on laboratory results so that folks can know what they have and better able to make the decisions they need to.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.